Welcome to SEO Success for Small Business Owners, the podcast about SEO, inbound marketing, and content creation. I'm your host, Graham Knight, and today I'm going to talk about how to rank your website in an industry that doesn't seem to have any search volume. At the end of 2022, a gentleman approached me to enhance his website and get better page rankings so that he could reach more of his client base, and this client base was attorneys. The website in question, Expert Tree Consultants, is a niche within a niche, and Joe Sapnick is an experienced arborist with well over 55 years in the industry, and he has spent a great deal of his career as a forensic arborist and an arborist expert witness. Someone like him works as an expert in injury, death, and contract legal cases, amongst others. Much like home services such as HVAC or plumbers, arborists and tree service companies need local SEO so they can be found on Google. They also need a website where clients can find them. Performing local SEO optimizations is always nuanced depending on the client, but it's generally straightforward to rank a website that people are really looking for in their geographic region or their city. However, Joe works in a niche within a arborist niche and works nationally throughout the US. The business is so specialized that it just wasn't clear what search terms attorney offices would use, or if they were even searching in Google for such a niche expert. An SEO expert would normally hit the keyword tools such as SEMrush or Ahrefs to find the answers, but these tools have so little data on odd cases like this, it is quite hard to know where to start. The first thing to do, however, was a competitor analysis, and I took a few hours to gather keyword data from other similar websites in the industry, and this, coupled with Joe's own keyword data, started to give me a picture of the keywords that could hold ranking potential. After building a list of keywords, keyword difficulty, keyword monthly search volumes, and capturing a cost per click for ads, I had a good starting point to explore. One of the best ways to determine whether or not search terms give you the expected results and to understand the intent of the searcher is simply to put them in Google and see what turns up. It's best to do this in an incognito window and make sure that your region settings reflect the area important to your business or your client. For example, I'm in Canada, in Ottawa, and Joe is in the United States in Florida, so keyword research in a wrong region could be disastrous for results. Sure enough, we found two keywords with investigative intent that could prove pivotal for Joe's website. Google served up what amounted to transactional pages of legal directories and business websites that supplied expert witness and forensic arborist services. Even before the keyword research takes place, it's important to understand the goals of the client as well as set expectations for the industry. And in Joe's case, it wasn't so much volume of traffic that was important, it was more targeted visitors who would call his phone and engage his services. Joe was quick to point out that this wouldn't be private citizens who had tree problems, rather it would be their legal team. To this end, our investigative keywords became the primary focus. And you always want to put your SEO efforts into the bottom of the funnel keywords before you tackle other keywords. People who resonate with bottom of the funnel content are more likely to buy your product now or pick up a phone and give you a call. So after organizing, qualifying, and prioritizing our keyword database, it was quite evident that we would focus on two landing pages designed to convert before we moved on to informational content to generate awareness and drive authority. Of course, before moving on to new content creation, you want to perform an SEO audit, and that's just what I did. And I found opportunities to improve the website in a number of ways. Fixing an existing website to be more optimal is one of the quickest ways for Google to notice that activity is happening for the better. Faster pages, better optimized pages, and pages without errors. And a better website for Google means a better website foundation on which higher rankings can be achieved. After I had completed the website fixes, we created a new page targeted at the keyword arborist expert witness, and made that our first landing page. The second landing page would be our homepage optimized to Forensic Arborist. When optimizing a homepage, you should consider whether a separate and more specific page would be more appropriate. In our case, we were already ranking for that keyword, albeit not particularly highly, so it seemed natural to try to push that page up in the rankings. And the key lesson here is that SEO is all about experimentation and doing that in a controlled manner. So we would track our homepage target keyword over 2 or 3 months to see how it performs and then act on the data. If the data showed us that a new landing page would be better, then we would move that way. However, within 2 months, we were already ranking a number one locally within Florida and number three nationally, so our strategy seems sound. Often, SEO experts will tell you that it takes a great deal of time and effort to rank number one, but that isn't always true, and it depends on the competitiveness of the keyword, the industry, and generally how well your peers are doing. And in our case, we rank number one quickly, and we still maintain that rank to this day. Now, some time ago, Backlinko crunched a lot of data and they figured out that 30% of all clicks go to the number one position in the organic search, and the number rapidly diminishes from there. So hitting number one onto number two is absolutely crucial, especially if you want to receive phone calls. Our second and less mature landing page is ranking well at number three locally and number seven nationally. And you got to remember that new rankings always bump up and down a bit. However, so far, so good. We need to watch and try to maintain rankings. And if we get them higher, that's fantastic. But if they go down a little bit, it's not the end of the world. It could just be a blip. And knee-jerk reactions certainly don't solve this problem. Data takes time to accumulate, and the best decisions are made with enough data when it's available. We're now in the process of creating relevant informational content to create authority and topical relevance for our landing pages. Informational pages such as who is responsible for fallen tree removal and other such subjects relevant to the legal and arborist fields will help bolster our position in Google. Along with this, I've managed to secure 3 high-profile editorial backlinks to our landing pages, and the links were placed on Lawyer Monthly, also a civil engineering news website, and another legal website, Legal Desire. And these are editorial links with high value, and they're not just web directories or low-value blogs. These links are more about boosting website authority, which in turn helps with higher rankings, rather than getting eyes on the website. But certainly we do have more eyes, and it's important to remember that editorial links really only have a positive impact after several weeks or months of being acquired. At the end of the day, search engine optimization is a long-term and high-value proposition that can really help boost a business through website enhancement and more connection to searches through search engines. In the case of expert tree consultants, we're starting to see more phone calls come in. I requested Joe always ask the caller how they found us, and now they are starting to say just one word, Google. Thanks for listening to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. The podcast can be found everywhere podcasts are available. You can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.newrootdigital.com.